Becoming a self-made millionaire is not the important thing. What is really important is the person you have to become a self-made millionaire. When I started off in this many years ago, I came from very poor beginnings. I did not graduate from high school. I finished in the half of the class that makes the top half possible. When I left school, I dropped out of high school. I could only get laboring jobs. I was told, by the way, if you don't get a good education, you won't do well in life. Don't get good grades, you won't get a good job. Don't go to college, you won't do well, and so on. And I believed that for a long time until I found there's hundreds of thousands, millions of people who dropped out of high school who went on to become millionaires and billionaires as well. The reason I say that to you, by the way, is don't let it hold you back. Don't let any experience that you've ever had in your life act as a brake on your potential, because there's hundreds of thousands of people who've had it worse than you could ever dream of who've gone on to accomplish wonderful things. So, I worked at laboring jobs for several years. I worked in construction. I worked on farms and ranches. I worked in factories putting nuts on bolts hour after hour. And one day, in a state of frustration, I began asking this question. Why is it that some people are more successful than others? So I began asking other successful people, what are you doing differently from me? And they told me, and I did it, and I got better results. I got into sales when I could no longer get a laboring job. And in sales, I noticed that one of the guys in my company was making 10 times as much as anybody else, and he was selling the same product out of the same office at the same price to the same people under the same conditions, and he was making 10 times as much as anybody else. So I went and asked him, what are you doing differently from me? And he told me, and I did it. Now, what I discovered, which changed my life and which brought us here today, is I discovered the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect, sowing and reaping, action and reaction, is the great universal or iron law of the universe. What it says is that everything happens for a reason, is that there are no causeless effects, is that even if we don't know what is causing the effect, we trace it back. It's the basis of the scientific process, of all medical research, of all marketing, of all business, is if you can define an effect that you want, you can trace it back and find somebody who at one time did not have that effect, and then find out what they did, and then do the same things, and you eventually get the same results. We say that success is not an accident. Failure is not an accident. Success leaves tracks. So if you just follow the tracks of other successful people, no matter where you're starting from, you eventually get to the same place that they get. This was a shocker for me because, and I learned later in psychology, by the way, that one of the two most important things we need to have to be happy and healthy is a sense of control, a feeling that we are in control of our lives, that things are happening for a reason, and a sense of coherence, a feeling that things fit together. Well, when I realized the law of cause and effect explained everything, I thought, wow. So in sales, I went to the top of my sales force. I read, I learned, attended courses, and especially I applied what I learned. And then when I got into sales management, I again read the books and took the courses and asked for advice. And when I got into real estate and importation and development and manufacturing and distribution and a whole series of businesses over the years, the first thing I did is I asked, how does it work? How do people succeed in this field? And then I buried myself and immersed myself. I spent hours and hours and hours studying, and then I did what the most successful people did. Interesting point. We say that nature is neutral. In other words, nature doesn't care who you are. It doesn't care if you're tall or short or male or female or black or white, educated or uneducated. Nature doesn't care. All that nature cares is that you do what successful people do. It's like making a recipe. Nature doesn't care. You follow a recipe. If you follow the recipe exactly, you get the dish. Nature doesn't care who's doing it. And that's the wonderful thing about our society. It's basically like justice. It's blind, is nature doesn't care. In fact, there are a lot of people who are not as smart and not as talented as you who are doing vastly better than you, not because they're better, but because they're just following proven success methods. Becoming a self-made millionaire is not the important thing. What is really important is the person you have to become a self-made millionaire. You have to become a totally different human being. One of my friends says that in order to achieve something you've never achieved before, you have to become someone you've never been before. And it's a really important insight, is the qualities that you need to develop, qualities on the inside to become a self-made millionaire, are incredible qualities that make you a vastly better person. Not only better in terms of character, determination, discipline, decision-making, strength, and so on, they make you a far better person. They round out your character in a far better way. So the real payoff of becoming wealthy is not because you can eat more, because how many more meals can you eat? How many more clothes can you wear? Because it's the kind of person that you become, and then the kind of person, people that you associate, the kind of life that you have. If you have these qualities, your success is virtually guaranteed. And if you don't have these qualities, the qualities are learnable. Point number one is that all business or sales skills are learnable. All financial skills are learnable. If you can drive a car, you can learn any skill. If you can drive a car, you can learn the skill. Now, number two is you're probably only one skill away from doubling your income right now. You're probably only one skill away from setting yourself on the road to becoming a self-made millionaire. That turns out to be the case for almost everyone. It's a learnable skill. People say, well, I've never been very good with money. Well, get over it. Fact of the matter is, you can learn what you need to learn to achieve anything that you want to achieve. So, the success secrets of self-made millionaires. Give yourself a score of 1 to 10. And if you are weak on one of these, it can be enough to hold you back. If you're strong on all of these, then there's no limit to what you can accomplish. The first is to dream big dreams. Dream big dreams. Practice what is called back from the future thinking and project forward. Develop a vision of yourself as happy, healthy, wealthy, thin. Practice what top people practice, which is what is called idealization. You project forward several years and that you imagine that your life is perfect in every way. Imagine that you have no limitations. Imagine that you have all the time and all the money and all the friends and all the contacts and all the education, and all the experience, and that you could be or have or do anything you want in life. If you could, what would it be? If your life were perfect in 5 years, what would it look like? How much would you be earning? How much would you be worth? What kind of a family life would you have? What kind of health would you have? What kind of car would you be driving? What would your life be like if you could wave a magic wand and make it perfect in every way? Now, what we have found is this is the starting point of great riches, and it's the starting point of great success in life, is for you to have a dream or a vision of a wonderful future. Number two is to do what you love to do. Whenever you find people who are really successful in life, they're people who do what they love to do. They love their work. The great rule for success in life is to find something that you love to do and then find a way to make a living doing it. Now, when you find what you love to do, it'll be something that gives you energy, it motivates you, it enthuses you. It's probably something that you were meant to do from the time you were born. And when you ask self-made millionaires, what sort of work do you do? They'll often say, I've never worked a day in my life. I just do what I like to do. Number three is commit to excellence. Now, this is really, really important, and I had a hard time with this as a young man because I was never good at anything. I was never picked for any team, and if I was picked, I was the first person cut. I got lousy grades in every class. I got fired from multiple jobs. I even got fired from a job pumping gas once. I got fired, I went from job to job, and then I discovered that all people who are successful are excellent at what they do. You know the old question they asked Willie Sutton, the bank robber, why do you rob banks? He said, that's where the money is. Well, being in the top 10% is where the money is. So what you have to do is you have to pay any price and make any sacrifice to get into the top 10% in your field. Now, here's the good news. If you're doing what you love to do, you will want to be in the top 10% in your field. If you don't want to be excellent at what you're doing, it means you're in the wrong field. It just means that you're marking time, you're treading water. And there's a lot of people who are in their field and they do their job and, you know, they go home at night and don't think about their work and so on. And this kind of an attitude means that you have no future. You have a very shaky present. That crackling sound you hear is the ice breaking under your feet, okay? And you have no future, because if you're not doing what you love to do and throwing your whole heart into it, you're just marking time. Everybody is designed so that there is something that you love to do that you can do well. And the fact that you love it means that you probably have the ability to excel at it. So make this decision to get into the top 10%. Let me tell you what changed my life. Here I was struggling in my late 20s, and I learned this. It was a breakthrough thought. Is that everybody's in the top 10% started in the bottom 10%. Everybody who's doing well was once doing poorly. Everybody who is at the top of your field today was once not even in your field at all and didn't even know it existed. What that means is that if you're willing to pay the price and work hard and make the sacrifices, you can get into the top 10%. Now, how long does it take? It doesn't take a week or a month. Most people are really impatient. And to achieve mastery in your field takes 5 to 7 years. People say, 5 to 7 years? Geez, I'll be 5 to 7 years older before I start enjoying the big rewards. Well, how much older will you be in 5 to 7 years anyway? Now, here's an important point. Are you ready? The time is going to pass anyway. The time is going to pass. 5 to 7 years from now, 5 to 7 years will have passed. The only question is, are you going to be at the top of your field, or are you still going to be down there with the mediocre 80%? And the wonderful thing is, this is nobody's better than you and nobody's smarter than you. If anybody else is at the top of the field, it means that you can be at the top of your field. Just go to them and find out how they got there, because they started at the bottom. Now, It may take longer for some people and less for others, but everybody who puts one foot in front of the other and keeps moving eventually gets it. And that's where all the rewards are. Not only that, that's where all the joy in life is. When you're really good at what you do, you feel wonderful about yourself. You're respected and esteemed by everybody around you. You can write your own ticket. You can open any door when you're good at what you do. Because you get up in the morning and you know you're good. And that is more important than the rewards that go with it. The next key is to develop your unique talents and abilities. Every single person is designed from infancy with special talents and abilities that, if you develop them to their height, can enable you to accomplish anything you want in life. Everyone is genetically structured to be able to do something superbly, to do something they enjoy, to do it well, and to get great satisfaction from it. Peter Drucker often asks the question, what are you good at? What are you good at today? What should you be good at? What could you be good at? What will you be good at? And so one of the questions that we ask is, looking back in your life, what has been most responsible for your success up to now? What has been most responsible in the past? What is it that you have done that has gotten you the best results? Because as we said before, success leaves tracks. And if you look back into your past, you'll often find indicators that guide you to your future. The next key to becoming a self-made millionaire is to see yourself as self-employed. What we found is the top 3% of adults in our society see themselves as self-employed. They see themselves as in charge of their own lives. When I started off my career as a young man, I was 21 years old, working as a construction laborer, living in a one-bedroom apartment, broke, taking buses 2 hours every morning to get to work and buses 2 hours to get back. I still remember that, and I still remember a light going off one evening. I was sitting there in my little apartment, in my little kitchen alcove, and I suddenly realized that I was responsible, is that I was in charge of my own life, that no one was coming to the rescue. And it was one of the great turning points in my life. So what you find is that all exceptional people are highly responsible people. They look upon themselves as self-employed. Sometimes I'll ask an audience, I'll say, how many people here are self-employed? And some people will raise their hand and some won't. I'll say, now what's the true answer to this question? And the true answer is that everyone is self-employed. The biggest mistake you could ever make is to ever think you work for anyone else but yourself. Even if someone else signs your paycheck for you all your life, the most valuable people in any organization are the people who treat the company as though it belongs to them. They see everything that happens as affecting them personally. They're not the 9-to-5ers, the no-hopers that say, you know, I go to work, but I'm not at work, I don't think about my work. These people, somebody has told them that's a clever way to think. It's the way losers think. Winners think about their company, and when they're not there, they think about how they can do it better. When something happens in their company, they take it personally because they see themselves as highly responsible. As a result, they're paid more, they're given more educational opportunities, they're promoted faster, and these are the people that eventually, like cream, rise to the top of every organization and every industry, the top 3%. The next key to becoming a self-made millionaire is to develop a clear sense of direction. Developing a clear sense of direction means that you need to become intensely goal-oriented. We find that all successful people are goal-oriented. There's an old saying, you can't hit a target that you can't see. You've got to know what you want in every area of your life. Some years ago, I worked with the Hunt Oil Company in Texas. The Hunt Oil Company was founded by H.L. Hunt, who became the wealthiest self-made multi-billionaire in the world. At his peak, he owned 200 companies and had a royalty income of $3 million a day. Most phenomenal man, by the way. And he was interviewed by a friend of mine on television before he died in the early 70s. And he was asked, what are the secrets to success? He said, the keys to success have only been two through all my life, and I will tell you what they are. He said, number one, he said, decide exactly what it is you want and write it down and make a plan to achieve it. And number two is determine the price you're going to have to pay to get it and then resolve to pay that price. Now, where the law of sowing and reaping cause and effect, I learned an additional point to that. I learned that your current life today is the result of the price you've sown up to now. Is whatever you've put in, you get out. So whatever you're getting out today is a result of what you've put in. If you don't like what you're getting out, what you have to do is you have to put in something different. What I found is this, is that life is always just in the long run. So therefore, life says this, is there's a price you have to pay, and there's two qualities. First of all, you have to pay the price in full for your success of study, preparation, hard work, and so on. And second of all, you have to pay the price in advance. You don't get it afterwards. Where the world works is first you put in what you need to put in, and then you get out the rewards. So you have to ask yourself, what is the price that you have to pay to achieve the success that you desire? And you have to write it down and make a plan and work on it every day. Next is refuse to consider the possibility of failure. His most amazing darn thing is that the fear of failure is the greatest single obstacle to success in adult life. And it's not failure itself, because each one of you is a professional failure. Each one of you has failed over and over and over again. Isn't that true? All of us fail. All human beings fail over and over. 9 out of 10 things that we try don't work out the way we expect it. We have failures in relationships and in jobs and in careers and investments and everything. It's not the failure that holds you back. The failure makes you smarter. We say that it is the fear of failure, not failure, that holds you back. And the way that you overcome failure is you never consider the possibility of failure. The rule is this, is there's no such thing as failure. There's only feedback. Is when you try something that doesn't work, you get feedback, not failure. And recognize that most things you try aren't going to work the first few times. So what you do is you say, oh, that's an interesting bit of feedback. And you pick yourself up and you move forward and you have more feedback and you move forward. To become a self-made millionaire, you're going to fail over and over again, year after year after year. But your brain has a cybernetic mechanism, which means that every time you try something, you get feedback, which makes you smarter. And when you try something else, you get feedback, which makes you smarter. And eventually you reach the point where you're too smart and you stop making mistakes. You start to do more and more things right and fewer things wrong. But you can't get there unless you have experienced the failures. Henry Ford once said that failure is merely an opportunity to more intelligently begin again.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.